Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. With all the furor surrounding the World Cup, I figured as the sports guy in residence here at WTAW, it would be good for me to come up with a primer for soccer, or football, as the rest of the world calls it. I've actually been a fan for quite some time, so I'm not a bandwagon guy, but trust me when I tell you that most of the diehards think it's kind of cool when the rest of the U.S. pays attention to our little sport, even if it's just for a few minutes. So let's get you up to speed on the vernacular. Soccer is played on a pitch, not a field. It's called a match, not a game. There are no timeouts. The clock never stops. But there is extra time or stoppage time, which is added to the end of the half or the game for the time taken to retrieve the balls or to respond to a downed player, etc. Speaking of downed players, which there are a lot of, like in American football, those injuries that are, shall we say, embellished upon are called flops, and no one likes them, unless they're helping your team. Kidding aside, they're a pain, but for some universal unknown, the governing bodies of all of the major soccer leagues will do nothing about it. So we'll move on to a clean sheet. That's a shutout for one team. And zero in soccer is not zero, it's nil. So a 0-0 tie is a nil-nil draw. And yes, they do play to a tie. No one knows why. Traditionally, soccer games have always been divided into two halves, 45 minutes apiece, unless there is aforementioned stoppage time. FIFA, which you may have heard bantied about during the World Cup, is the Fédération Internationale de Football Association. It's the international governing body. Now, those are some of the generic terms. And here are the big ones for the Yanks. In stadiums around the world, fans will do cheers or sing, much like Aggie football. The U.S. has a couple. This one you'll probably recognize.
USA! USA!
And this one is for the diehards. That's the nuts and bolts, and I hope it helps. And that is my commentary, brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Maybe you have something priceless and you don't even know it. Well, David's Jewelry and Coin, they'll do appraisals for you to find out exactly what it's worth. They also sell gold and silver bullion and have new and heirloom jewelry. To find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can find them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just a little bit down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.